producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, the world has gone crazy. You told me so, gosh, I think 3 months ago, and I believed you. Now in Canada, sadly in Canada, they've just ID'd one of the suspected shooter, but they've got this Michael Bilbao who was killed in the rampage, and his passport was seized. He was a Muslim convert. There, you know, talk radio's exploding. Everybody's speculating. There's still so much that we don't know about what happened in Canada, but it's pretty scary.
Well, it is. You know, I saw the president on television tonight, and he was extending, you know, our feelings for Canada. He was careful to not, you know, say this was an act under an Islamic radical movement. You know, he was careful of his words because a lot's going to unfold on this. We did, I know, have speculation, is this a lone wolf? And that phrase is coming up now more than ever before, Kate. And the lone wolf is a person not directed necessarily by ISIS, but has maybe some sympathy towards it. They did mention, of course, this man was a convert. Now, yet to be seen whether he was radical or just a convert to the religion, you know. But I'm sure this is going to be gone over, you know, inch by inch. I know in a couple of the state houses, they're now talking about, you know, security. The Capitol has always consistently had security over the years, ever since anthrax and the plane headed there. But crazy time. And then with the jumper over the White House fence, also there was a little revelation today that the story unfolding that some Secret Service agents were called to their supervisor's place to settle some domestic problem with a neighbor. Then there's questions, did they leave duty? Was the president, you know, left unattended? They said no. But, you know, once again, this is not going to sell well.
No, not going to sell well at all. It's so crazy, too, to have a White House fence jumper, but immediately taken down by man's best friend. And Bob, you and I talked about this last time, what happened, and that blew open what happened with the female Secret Service Director, Julie Pearson. That was the end of it for her. Once Omar went over the fence, she was done. And now this time around, boy, they got the jumper immediately.
Yes, because, you know, originally they were talking about making people go two blocks outside the White House to go in, et cetera. But now it seems one of the five systems they have at least worked. And that was the canine, because last time the canine was running around with the leash attached to it, which meant that, you know, it must have even pulled away from the agent the last time, we think. So this time something worked right, and that's the way it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So the big story, obviously, we were talking with Bob there, is this whole thing, couple of things, actually, in Canada. The suspect, as I mentioned to Bob, was a Muslim convert. A horrific day, needless to say. Words don't really even describe it in Canada. And we're going to let you hear what Stephen Harper had to say coming up here next on America Tonight. But a very sad day, horrific day. A lot of witnesses upset, just leveled by what they had seen. And I'll tell you, it is frightening that there are no boundaries. And the whole idea, it's like Bob said there, the lone wolf idea. So one witness, I was reading an account of it, I think on CNN, where they were talking about this guy named Pete Henderson. And picture yourself in Pete Henderson's shoes. You hear gunshots. It's late morning. You've barely downed your coffee. And you're in downtown Ottawa. I've been there. The people are sweet. Just very easygoing. People are rolling into the office maybe a little bit later. He said he's locking up his bike. He heard boom, 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 boom. Four shots. Couldn't believe it. You know, it's that sound that you think, is that really shooting? He looks toward a memorial. There's that granite arch that you've seen, I'm sure, in photographs, if you've seen anything in Ottawa. And he saw a soldier in uniform who had been standing guard at the monument with a second soldier, one of them flattened, laying on the ground. He was shot in the back, catastrophic wounds. So unbelievably sad. One minute you're breathing, the next minute there is chaos breaking out. Normally be such a routine day in the Canadian capital. The National War Museum on Parliament Hill, that's what they call it, Parliament Hill. And immediately others ran for cover. And as soon as they could, all those bystanders, like this guy Pete, ran to the soldier, tried to do what they could. Somebody knew CPR. Somebody tried to make him comfortable. But it was too late. At one point, somebody said they thought they heard 30 shots in all. And it was rapid fire, very, very loud. Lots of panic, lots of pandemonium. The main Parliament building in the foyer, shooting in a couple of different areas. That smell, that familiar smell, if any of you have ever been to a range of gunpowder, filling the air. You can't believe it. And looking at those pictures, because I saw those pictures immediately at that monument. Oh, so, so rough. The young kid, he was a kid, he was a soldier. He was a reservist. And then he was down. He just happened to be there at his post at the wrong time. And the reports were, there was a guy with a double barrel shotgun wearing a scarf with blue jeans who was running, forced someone out of a car, drove to the front doors of Parliament, fired two shots, at least two shots. And then that pandemonium, that chaos that I'm talking about, ensued so early in the morning when nobody is expecting their morning world to be shattered by gunfire and trying desperately to look around to try to see where is that coming from? Where is that happening? What direction? What direction is that gunfire? And the soldier who was killed was Corporal Nathan Cirillo, just a kid, just excited to be at the post, and unfortunately, wrong time, wrong moment, and a sadness permeating all of Canada, but not just Canada, because a lot of people are certainly calling Canadian friends and expressing their shock and outrage, and that's what we do in these random shootings. Michael Dubeau is his name, the suspected gunman. What do we know? What do we think happened here? And what does the Prime Minister have to say? That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This week's events are a grim reminder that Canada is not immune to the types of terrorist attacks we have seen elsewhere around the world. This will lead us to strengthen our resolve and redouble our efforts and those of our national security agencies to take all necessary steps to identify and counter threats and keep Canada safe here at home.
That is Stephen Harper, as promised. That's what he had to say. Like I said, a lot of shock and grief and just a shaking of the heads. And that's where we're at. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. The Canadian Parliament gunman has absolutely been identified as a convert to Islam. So, you know, that raises the questions, the lone wolf and all that kind of stuff. And the assault, by the way, was very near the room where Harper was meeting with members of his Conservative Party. He was addressing a caucus, and then they heard the shots, and they all just scattered. I mean, it was right outside the caucus door. And what's very strange, as I said, this is morning and all that, but it's very tranquil at that Capitol. I've been to Ottawa a couple of times, and I've actually been down there, and it is very tranquil. So it's sad for that corporal and his family. Shockingly, just a young guy doing his gig, and this man, Michael Zehoff Bibo, is the suspect in the shootings. And, you know, they say that they've been advised, the U.S. was advised, because, of course, the questions happen and the phone lines buzz. And what are the Americans here? What are the Australians here? What are the Brits here? And the word is that he was a convert to Islam. And it's like Harper said there, he did a televised address to Canadians and said, you know, we're not going to be intimidated. We're going to learn about the terrorists and any accomplices that he may have had. And we're going to move forward with this. And the gunman in the Parliament building, of course, was shot dead. So there were all kinds of shots, and they were fired after he got into the building, and they nailed him, you know, so he's gone. But they're rapidly going through all of his stuff and all the connections and trying to figure it out. It's interesting because Canada announced this month, remember, it's joined in the battle against the Islamic State fighters who are working their way through parts of Iraq and Syria, that mad dash that we're really leading to the tune of 7.6 million a day. So in this case, it looked like the guy was just running past rooms and shooting, looking for victims. But, you know, you got to think, did he know Harper was there? Was he looking for Harper? But either way, lots of chaos, lots of chatter, a lot of problems. And in the end, Nathan Cirillo is dead. It's something he wanted to do. He was a reservist. He was a proud young guy. And he is no longer. And, you know, mass shootings, because this is the first thing, like, my radar went off, boom. Mass shootings in Canada are pretty rare. They've got stricter gun laws than we have in the United States. And, at one point it included the fact that you had to have a national registry of rifles and shotguns. That was passed in 2012, but then they ultimately ended up abandoning that, but because there was so much controversy over it. However, Ottawa also has a very low murder rate. There were only 9 murders in 2013, 7 in 2012. You have a population of 885,000, and you think of the security, and the security is relatively low compared to, well, you know, what we have in the capital in the United States. Very different, where, I mean, anybody in Canada could theoretically walk right up to the front door of the Parliament center block with explosives. They wouldn't be challenged. There's just a few guards, so you have to get through that clutter, but it's very light compared to being on Capitol Hill in the United States. I can remember just a couple of years being in Washington, and we're going back there in January, and I saw I saw 6 guys with machine guns, and I was so shocked because I thought, wow, it's been a long time since I've been here where I haven't noticed this or something. And I asked, and was this a big day? Was there something I was missing here? And no, I was told that this was the norm now, and that it had been for a while. I just hadn't seen it, and now I was more aware of it. And there were certain areas that were closed off, and, you know, because you got to think about it. There are a lot of people that would obviously try, and they get so many threats, that would try to make their way up the Capitol Hill steps, if they could make a statement, maybe they'd make that statement. So there's no chances that we're taking with any of the people that with the big chambers that we have really on both sides, and the amount of people that are in and out with testifying and visiting people, visiting congressmen and senators. It's a much different scenario. And, of course, it's much bigger than what I just described in Canada. The elections are coming up, and many of you took to the mailbag to talk about the elections. And I just saw, and we're going to go to the mailbag next. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Does this make the argument for more guns? Because look at our friends in Canada, you know, gun ownership or not. A lot of you want to talk about the elections, though. I just saw that the estimate, and this could be give or take in either direction, but television networks and radio and newspaper, for what it's worth, it's up to about $4 billion that has been spent on the midterm elections. So they're saying 2014 is going to be the most expensive, $4 billion. I think I said billion, $4 billion, the most ever spent of all the midterm elections that we've ever had. They did this chart in the Washington Post. I thought it was brilliant. And actually, these were released by the Center for Responsive Politics. If you go back to 1998, just over $1 billion was spent. And back then, you would have said, $1 billion? Are you kidding me? $1 billion? Imagine now trying to come up with that money, the fundraisers, all the things that we always talk about. But that's a very big price tag, and I think it's only going to continue to shoot up. So I've said this before, the one thing about being a politician is, without a doubt, PACs aside and everything else, you have to be a good fundraiser, because you still have to get people interested. You still have to go to these dinners that cost XYZ. It's not a cheap proposition to find yourself trying to get elected in this country. And, you know, we're not even talking about a presidential run. Imagine, and we've seen this, imagine the amounts of money that will be spent on a presidential election in 2016 with all the people who want that office. There are PACs already created for Hillary Clinton, and they've raised a lot of money, and there are certainly conservative PACs and there are Democratic PACs and whatnot. But those kinds of dollars are just unbelievable. I think it's unbelievable that takes that kind of money overall being spent around the country to be elected, if you were to break it down. I mean, we could go from year to year and see what that was like. But what an expensive proposition to find yourself in a position where, you know, you're on the outside or you're on the inside. I mean, money and politics really seem to intertwine, don't they? No matter what obstacles are out there, no matter what obstacles are thrown in the way, I don't think they'll get any less expensive anytime soon. I think it's the cha-ching factor. So somebody's getting rich off the elections, and that would be maybe some of the places where ads are airing. It could be some of that money's spread around in a couple of different directions. And certainly the people who create the political message aren't doing so poorly. We're checking the mail next here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I because I placed in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Coming up at the tail end of the hour, can't miss this. Nathan Reeder rapidly sitting there trying to prepare like Evelyn Woody's reading everything he get his hands on. Because we got Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo coming up. So I know he's studying every headline, but he has no idea where I'm going to go. So, and he has to decide, you know, instantly, what pile does that go into? You got three choices, Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, and Shred It. That's in our next segment here on America Tonight. In the meantime, though, many of you, as is the usual case with this audience, have sent me your thoughts through the magic of Al Gore's internet. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I have to tell you that somebody close to Al Gore must have been listening to the show. How about that? The best little show that lots of people are starting to hear about, right? Thanks to all of you who are spreading the word. And I got a funny email about, why do you say Al Gore's internet? You know Al didn't invent it, but he took credit for it. So that's the deal. All right, our first one here from, this one's from Skip, who says, Kate, wow, I thought of you today when I heard about what happened in Canada. That poor guy and his family. everything in front of him, and now it's all gone. He was murdered in cold blood for what? For no reason. This suspect supposedly converted to Islam. It's really, really bad. Chaos and a very sleepy day where this corporal should not have fallen down. Yeah, I mean, that's one way to put it. And there were other soldiers who were very close to him or who were doing drills, and everybody ran to help him. But, I mean, you know, he unloaded a bunch of rounds into his back, apparently, so there was no way. I mean, he had no chance to do anything. It was just rapid fire, and then it was in the building, and then that was it. And then, of course, the shooter is down. They killed the shooter, which they had to kill the shooter. And the PM, Stephen Harper, was pretty close to where it happened. And, of course, you know, now we've got the miracle of Twitter, which Gore didn't invent. But a lot of people put up pictures, and, boy, those pictures, it was like instantaneous. There were some witnesses that were right there, and it was really sad. I mean, you could see him draped over the monument and people trying to help him. And, I mean, it's awful. So two shootings in Ottawa. Barricaded people inside offices, locked down for hours, police searching for other suspects, not knowing, you know, what else was going on there. And instead it's this guy who, so far what they know, and I think there's more they know, but that he flipped to Islam, and he had a history of drug use, too, before he converted, they say. And his passport had been confiscated by the Canadians when they learned he planned to go overseas. It's not clear when that happened, so you know right away where is the path that we're going. We're looking at ISIS possibilities, a connection there, which we have seen in the United States, in Australia, in the UK. There are people that have that radical fever, and they're going to fight, which I think they should never, ever be let back into the country. If we can track that down, and apparently he was tracked down, and they had the passport, so there was no way he was going anywhere. All right, let's move on to this one, and this is from Joseph, who says, Kate, I listen to your sports shirts, and I get a kick out of it every time I hear it. You obviously are a lady who knows her sports and her politics, and kudos to you. I would have to think that the World Series is not attracting very many people. It has blowout pretty much written all over it, and also small market teams. So what do you think they're really saying in New York, since they didn't get a New York team mixed in the middle of it, and they didn't get a team from Los Angeles or some other big market? Well, you know what? It's interesting because the Royals did bounce back, so I don't know if it has blowout written on it. It was a blowout game again, though. The Royals beat the Giants 7-2, so they even the series. I mean, they clobbered them after being clobbered the day before. But it's funny you bring up, you know, who's watching it, because I did check the ratings, and people are talking about the ratings, and the ratings were, you know, I think I saw 12.2 million, but that's not a giant. They're not giant numbers, not when you compare it to football, where you're getting 30, 35 million at times. The opener, though, in Kansas City had a 48.2 rating and 29.3 in the Bay Area, but those are those two teams. There wasn't a lot of momentum heading into the World Series, and that made a difference. Now, with it being evened up at one apiece, and it could get more interesting if it comes down to a game 7, I think you bet more people will tune in. And to all our friends listening to us in Missouri, woohoo, that Kansas City came back, because they didn't look good in that first one. But I said it, you know, it's the first game, you got a best of 7 series, I think they come back. All right, here's one from Jillian, who says, Kate, will you vote in the midterm elections? And what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in the Senate? And what do you think is the most intriguing race in the country? What do I think is the most intriguing race? Well, I've talked about it a couple of different times, and it's not the Senate race, although Landrieu, I think, is one to watch. To me, the most intriguing race is what's going on in the Sunshine State. For all of you listening to us, there are friends in Arcadia, great place. Over the summer, I was down in Arcadia and Sarasota. But I think it's intriguing because what's going to happen? Does Charlie Crist sweep back in and become the governor because people are tired of Rick Scott? Or does Rick Scott remain the governor? And it has gotten so nasty about what they are talking about when they debated. They had their third and final debate. So, I mean, just bitter. I'm like almost like the Hatfield and McCoys of politics, which I think makes it interesting because it's too close to call. It's way too close to call. And then you think also what happens in, I think what happens in Texas along the same lines, the governor's race there. You have an extremely liberal woman, Wendy Davis, for the Democrats. You have Greg Abbott, who wants to be governor, who's in a wheelchair, and which doesn't matter that he's in a wheelchair, but they showed him in the middle of traffic and says, I move faster than this traffic in my wheelchair. So he's using it sort of to his advantage and saying, don't think that I can't do this gig. Don't have any preconceived notions about what could happen here. And since you've had a governor in Texas for a very long time, the same person, I think that makes that race interesting too. And then what happens with Mitch McConnell? Is Mitch McConnell back in Kentucky? I mean, does he win that seat back? I mean, he has that seat. Does he keep that seat? Or does something else happen instead? I mean, there's a woman that's in the race against McConnell named Allison Lundgren-Grimes, and the Democrats are going to be all over the airwaves. They think she can win the race against McConnell, and they hadn't bought. That's when the Democrats or the Republicans throw their money in a certain way, it shows you they think it's competitive. They did a poll, and it showed that she was still competitive. Locally, or you know, in Kentucky, one of the paper records found that McConnell was only up in the polling by 1 point. That there were some people that were moving toward her, for whatever that's worth. In Kentucky, of course, there's a ton of money on both sides of this, so they're dumping more money into it. And McConnell, who's been around for a very long time in that position, if he fell to this relative unknown, that would be very, very big news. People would be talking about that. So I think people are going to be talking about Texas. I think people are going to be talking about Kentucky. They're going to be talking about Florida. They're going to be talking about the marijuana initiatives. They're going to be talking about whether Hickenlooper will be reelected, the governor there, because he pushed the whole marijuana thing for Colorado, and now some people are unhappy with that, and he's being heavily challenged. So, yeah, and could the Senate, which directions does the Senate go? Well, I think the Senate it's more up in the air than one would think. There is a chance we could see those extra six, I'm going to say because it's like six seats, go the way of the Republicans. And if that happens, then that changes the makeup of it. So I guess that answers the question. Okay, one last one. I'm going to squeeze it in. You know, I get off on my tangents. And this one is from Tommy Boy. I get the reference to the movie. Tommy Boy says, hey, Kate, love America tonight. Started to tell my buddies I'm here in Sarasota, Florida. Can't wait till you come down and visit us. Please do a show down here. I like it when you do the dumb things. I have so many dumb things. I'm putting together a list for you. I swear it's 4 pages. Don't think I'm a weirdo or a stalker or anything else, but I'm going to send you the 4 pages. See ya. 4 pages of dumb things? Why would you beat yourself up that much? You just need one dumb thing to send to us at America Tonight. AmericaTonight.net. Stay with us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
All right, once again, he is bad to the bone. Nathan Reeder joins us for our next segment. Hi, Nathan.
Hello, everybody.
I like that, everybody. Okay, so it's time for our fun segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, you're going to love this. This comes to us from Miami, Florida. Two women say they took their kids to see a movie, Nathan, at Regal Cinemas in Oakwood Plaza last month. They left with more than just the memories of the movie. They say they were bitten by bed bugs, and they showed pictures to the local TV news crew from CBS4, who aired the story of Sila Santella and her friend Evita Gonzalez, where they did have, in fact, lots of bites and scars on their legs, and so did their kids. They said they were itching throughout the night before they even went to bed, and said it was just absolutely terrible. They even are certain they saw bed bugs come from the theater. They saw one on one of the husbands, apparently, and they want the cinemas to clean their homes, take care of the scars, and make sure this doesn't happen again. They say they want Regal Cinemas to step up. Here's what the cinema had to say. Regal Cinemas released a statement that said, "The safety of our guests and that of our staff are always of the utmost importance to us. Once we were notified, immediate steps were taken to investigate the allegations. We engaged the services of professional pest control providers to ensure the safety of our guests and staff. We want all of our guests to feel confident they can be safe in our theaters, and we will conduct routine inspections at this facility." And that's all they said. They didn't say, oh, my gosh, yes, we're going to take care of cleaning their home and making sure their scars get treated and all that kind of stuff. So what do you think? Is it fruits and nuts? Is it bingo or shred it?
At first I was like, bingo, but the fruits and nuts part is that they never really address, I mean, that's already a delicate place, you know, how much of a, of taking away from someone's business property into your own home is then their responsibility. So, I don't know, fruits and nuts, it made me creepy and crawly because I hate bed bugs.
Well, you wonder if, like, let's say somebody was riddled with bed bugs. I mean, they just were. They were living in bed bugs, riddled with bed bugs, and they went to a movie theater. Wouldn't they jump off? They're so tiny. Isn't that the possibility? They could jump off in a theater? I don't know.
Absolutely.
It's just creepy. It is creepy. It made me feel itchy and creepy, too. I agree. To go to a theater with your child and then to come out itchy and then think they're bed bugs, that would be, I don't know, if I was the theater manager, frankly, it couldn't cost that much. I mean, I know it's $1,000, maybe it's less than that, but $1,000 to not have people thinking my theater is crawling with bed bugs, I think I'd do it.
Yeah.
I would just do it, because I mean, we could eat that. I would eat that if I'm the guy. I mean, come on. If they're doing well, it's in Miami, it's a known theater, I would say, I might not like it, and I might challenge whether they're valid or they're pulling my leg. I mean, maybe I could challenge that, but I would, if it's not going to cost me too much, why not just do it?
Yep, agreed.
That's what I say. All right, how about this one? More than 3,000 students at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill received credit for fake classes over an 18-year period as part of a program that allowed many of them to remain eligible to play sports. They did an investigation. In fact, a former federal prosecutor led the investigation trying to unravel everything of this academic fraud. So they say it's very complex, and they're trying to figure out what that means. The irregular classes at UNC Chapel Hill from 93 to 2011, they said they had no class attendance or faculty involvement, but student-athletes, of course, account for nearly half of the enrollment in the irregular classes. That's what the report found. And among the non-athletes, many were struggling students who were referred through academic support services. I think it's very strange. There are massive red flags and a lot of questions. And this school has big athletic programs, but they're also known for their academics, so it's not good.
No, that is, it's not good. This is not good. I mean, it's not surprising when I hear about, you know, sports programs getting kind of through whatever they want as far as making sure that they have their athletes where they want them.
Absolutely, and that's the problem, isn't it? That's exactly what it is. We've got to make sure they get through, so whatever we have to do, you know, go ahead and investigate, but they're trying to cover their tracks is what I think, yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
This is a bingo that it is fruits and nuts.
Yep, absolutely. And we've seen this before in different ways.
Yep.
All right, here's another one. This one completely different from the athletes that took the phony classes, which the amount is crazy, 3,000 students. But there was a mother who was pushing to get the controversial action figures removed from a toy store chain. It's now working. The controversial action figure is the Breaking Bad action figures. They were sold at Toys R Us, and they pulled them in Fort Myers because if you look at what the dolls look like, it's the Walter White dolls. I watched Breaking Bad, and he has a lab coat, and he has two beakers and a gas mask, and his assistant has his mask, and he has a hazmat suit. And they say that the action figures are for ages 15 and up, but, they're saying, the mother was saying the 7-year-old boy shouldn't be exposed to toys promoting crystal meth, and that it's not ethical to do that. Even the lead actor, the guy who played Walter White, Bryan Cranston, reacted yesterday. He tweeted, "I'm so mad, I'm burning my Florida mom action figure in protest." She got 8,000 figures, signatures rather, and they pulled the Breaking Bad action figures from the store in Fort Myers.
Shred it. Take the kid into Best Buy and see what they're going to walk around and see.
No kidding.
It might be a toy store where kids go a lot, but, your prices might be easier for some of those people who are adults who appreciate figurines and want to go to the local Toys R Us to get the cheaper price. I don't know that Toys R Us has a cheaper price than maybe online sales, but, that stuff is everywhere. Good luck, and that's really silly.
It is everywhere, and it is silly. Shredded, I agree. Well said. Shredded, it's stupid. It was a popular series, and it is everywhere, and your child doesn't have to look at it. You don't have to take them there to look at it if you think that's going to encourage him to do meth at age 7. I don't get it. I think she has too much time on her hands, personally. How about this? An Alabama man gets $1,000. $1,000! He was sued. He sued over being hit and kicked by the police after leading them on a high-speed chase. So he got $1,000 in the settlement. How about that? With the city of Birmingham in Alabama, you know what his attorney's got? $459,000. So he sues. He gets hit. He gets kicked by the cops. He led them on a high-speed chase. And the lawyers got, I even checked this figure because I thought it was wrong. I read it in a Newswire report. $459,000. He got $1,000.
And no time or any probation.
Nothing. He got nothing. No, he just $1,000 handed to him.
That's
and they
exactly
got a lot
right.
Of money.
He got nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's crazy. I'm not surprised that, there's something that the cops did wrong. I'm very surprised that it worked, but I'm also not surprised that he didn't get. I mean, that's not even a percent, is that? Come on, Matt.
It's not even a percent. I mean, his attorneys get $100,000 for expenses, $359,000 in fees. We're in the wrong profession.
Yeah. Right. Jeez.
Yeah. Ridiculous. All right, that was fun. Thanks, Nathan. And thank all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.